What kind of shoes do women wear? What kind of different shoes would women
wear? High shoes. Men. They'd thread them up with shoestrings.
Men and women, they'd wear different types, so.
Yeah, I don't know what the men wore. They wore some kind of a hot galoshes come in there. They had like an insertion of rubber on each side. It was like a young boot, you know, that go clearly up from the ankles, about 3-4 inches. Then they had, then these other, what do you call them now? They still wear them. Women wear them too. It's about 3-4 eyelets, and you use a shoestring. They still wear those kind of shoes. The men have their part, and the women have theirs.
What kind of shoes would your husband wear every day? Did he wear?
It was modern till your last. When I was mad, he wore the shoes with the stuff.
Brogans or?
No, it was a regular string shoe, 3-4 eyelets. Used to go down to one of the
any other types
good
of shoes?
Shoe stores and buy them, you know.
You know about any other
the
types
what?
Of shoes? Any other types of shoes?
That's the only kind.
Campus?
He was Scotch. Yeah. He had one paid by good shoes and it was on his feet till they wore out. He'd shine them up. He was a gentleman Jimmy. Always looked neat.
Yeah.
But he wasn't rich to indulge in 3-4 pair of shoes, you know. It was just his way of living, too.
Yeah.
But he was all right. He was clean and neat and he had the halfway style on.
Different types of hairstyles.
Yeah. Well. He had white hair and he had it parted on the side, like the young men, the ordinary men wear.
What different types of styles do you see today? You know,
long hair.
A woman might wear a what? Down or back?
A wig. The women wear wigs today. I don't like them. They got beautiful hair and they have it cut short. Sometimes they don't feel like wearing a wig. They go out with their ordinary cutting and the blacks do that. All these women have shaved heads. They wear wigs at night, but during the day they got, there's one downstairs, she's a nurse, she goes around like that with a man's cut, you know. And then when she goes out at night, they change the identification too, I think. Some kind of trickery that's going on up tight. You see, I forget myself, that's what Paul I don't like.
Now, a lot of the old shirts you used to buy, you couldn't put them in hot water, were they?
The what?
You know, remember a lot of the old clothes you used to have made out of cotton? You couldn't wash them in hot water, they did what then?
I never heard of that. I don't know. I can't answer that. Where did you get that from?
If for sure it isn't Sanford,
I think everything originated in the South, huh?
Huh? No.
Well, what's this question? I never heard such a question like that.
Well, I just wanted to ask you about this.
I know. You asking out the book, but whoever composed that book, where in the devil did he get some of them times from?
Well,
we never heard of them.
Okay, I won't ask any questions out of the book, then. I'll just ask you myself. I don't
well,
have to ask
the book's
the book.
Wrong once in a while.
When a shirt isn't Sanfordized, it'll do what?
It'll shrink, I guess. That word's the new word, Sanfordized. That's just composing the last, say, 10 years, not even 10 years, you see. It's a different talk today.
Yeah.
You can't compare with the way back when.
You say your
shirt. The shirt you made a mattress, that's a heavy cotton, and you had to stand up there and put starch in it and iron the shirt.
You say my shirt did what? It
shrunk. S-H-R-U-N-K.
It shrunk
S-H-R-U-N-K, shrunk. Shrank, shrunk. It's past and present tense, you know?
Yeah.
It's both past, though, shrank.
But back in those days, often your clothes did that, they often?
2:00. Did I say 2:30, huh? Yeah.
Yeah. If you could go on till then, I'd appreciate it.
Yeah, I can do it, as long as you get me. I wanted to get over there for that colored woman, but she ain't going today, so I'll have to get my girl to clean up to leave the place.
Yeah.
Sweep up the places, boxes, and of course, mopped up already, but we always leave our house clean when we leave, when we move. And it was cleaned up once, but going through there and selling furniture, it's all upset.
Yes, ma'am.